Inside Mac.
Or Wednesday, November 1st, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here's what's making headlines. iTunes welcomes Mikey Mo, the MC. Apple releases a new version of Xcode. The U.S. iTunes Store has added a Latino flair. And an iTunes competitor in Japan gives up. NT Media has signed an agreement to distribute music on iTunes. The company has signed Mikey Mo, the MC, and is scheduled to be the first of NT Media's music artists to be distributed on the music store. The distribution deal with iTunes is through a collaborative distribution agreement with Shelter from the Storm Records and includes numerous internet destinations and mobile download platforms. Apple has released Xcode 2.4.1, an update to its set of developer tools for Mac OS X. The full Xcode package is free to Apple Developer Connection members and includes tools for creating, debugging, and optimizing universal binary applications for both Intel and PowerPC platforms. According to the company, Xcode 2.4.1 is a graphical workbench that integrates a syntax highlighting text editor, a robust build control system, and the powerful GCC compiler capable of targeting both Intel and PowerPC regardless of host platforms. Changes in the release include stability and security fixes in the Xcode IDE, CC tools, and the 10.3.9 and 10.4U SDKs have also been updated. This release is a recommended upgrade for all Xcode users of versions 2.2.1 or earlier. Apple has announced the launch of iTunes Latino, a dedicated area within the U.S. iTunes Store that features top Latin music, music videos, audiobooks, and podcasts. iTunes Latino offers hundreds of thousands of Latin and international music tracks, including exclusive tracks and albums available only on iTunes. The iTunes Latino area is dedicated to Latin and Latin-influenced music in many genres, including regional Mexicano, pop Latino, and hip-hop. It also includes exclusives, albums, EPs, and tracks from leading Latino artists such as David Bisbal, Daddy Yankee, Marco Antonio Solis, and Paulina Rubio, to name a few. In addition, Apple has added popular Spanish-language television programming from Telemundo, as well as bilingual programs to the iTunes Store, and are now available for purchase. The new content features popular Telemundo programming such as El Cuerpo del Deseo, as well as reality content like the Immigration Special. More Telemundo content will be available on iTunes in the coming months. Apple's iTunes Music Store in Japan is doing so well that it has actually surpassed Oricon, making it withdraw from Japan's MC Music download market. Instead, the company, which publishes Japanese music charts, will post links from its website to online music stores while concentrating on music downloads for mobile phones. One spokesperson for Oricon said the iPod has outrun us all. Oricon's online store has lost nearly $214,000 each month since its launch in March of 2005. Coming up, a little something for those of you suffering from insomnia. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. Singular has partnered with Napster and Yahoo to launch a new music service on its cellular network that caters to mobile phone users. There have been rumors floating around that pointed to a possible union with Apple to launch the highly anticipated iPhone, but it looks like that isn't going to happen as Singular's new service, which is expected to debut as early as tomorrow, will probably ruin any potential agreements between the mobile phone carrier and the iPod maker. Last year, Singular expressed interest to work with Apple to create a music service that would allow users to download songs to their mobile phones, but said it had hoped for slightly higher pricing on the tracks. Singular's new service will initially support transferring music from computers to cellular phones using a cable, offering support for tracks downloaded from Napster to Go, as well as Yahoo's Y Music, Unlimited, and eMusic services. The new service also supports transferring tracks ripped from CDs, MP3s, and Windows Media File. KCP Technologies has released Sketchpad 4.07, offering native compatibility to Intel-based Mac owners as a universal binary. The Dynamic Geometry Mathematics Visualization software allows users to understand mathematics by constructing objects, figures, and diagrams. The new version includes web links to the Sketchpad Resource Center, information about curriculum, and Sketchpad sample documents. The update is free for existing users, and the full version is priced at $130 US for new users. Apple is challenging student movie makers as the company has announced the Insomnia Film Festival. The first ever Insomnia Film Festival will be held on November 10th and will challenge participants to write, shoot, and edit a short film in just one day. Apple will post a list of three elements that will be needed to incorporate into the film. From that time, students will have 24 hours to finish and submit their completed short film. Once completed, the film will be posted on the Insomnia Web Gallery, and Apple will make them available for the public to view and rate. The top 25 highest-rated films through December 3rd will be judged by Apple's panel of experts that include actor, director, author Matthew Modine, John Shank, a documentary filmmaker, cinematographer, and founder of Actual Films in San Francisco, and John M. Woody, a professional of media arts and design, and also an Apple Distinguished Educator, just to name a few. There will be winners in two categories, the audience choice and the judge's choice. The winning team members will receive a copy of Final Cut Studio, a copy of Shake, and an 80-gigabyte video iPod for their portable portfolio. For terms and conditions, visit apple.com/education/insomnia. And those are the stories making it Mac. I'm Dina Orlando. I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside Mac Minute.